special service tonight. This is a service where this church, this is not an ordination service, this is a licensing service where we are putting our stamp of approval upon Brother Travis Steeles, his family, as they've answered the call to go into the ministry. They're moving to Hawaii and to work with the military and also help plant a church. And I'm going to be asking him some questions tonight, nothing tricky, anything like that. He even has a copy of the questions. All these kind of things, because these are not questions to show you what he doesn't know. These are questions to show you that he believes the right things. No doubt about it. And Travis, I'm going to have you come on if you wouldn't mind. We're going to do something special with your family later in the service to pray over you. But I want you to open the service tonight with just sharing your personal testimony. And then just briefly share how God's been working in your heart with the call of God on your life. If you want to share something with you. With your wife and all that, that'll be good. And we praise the Lord for this. We're going to start with that tonight, okay?
It's been a blessing tonight to be in God's house already, has it? I just want to keep praising the Lord tonight for all he's been doing in my life. I grew up in this church. Many of you folks have been very faithful, are still here. And that's really a blessing to see, and a good testimony for you and God's working in your life. I grew up here and under Pastor Lashley, learned many things. And as you're well aware, my parents got divorced. I was about 13 years of age, and our family really struggled. After that, and we kind of fell away from the Lord and from God's house for many years. And so later on, the Lord started working in my heart to get back and get right with him. In my 20s, I was living in Atlanta, Georgia at the time, had graduated from the University of Tennessee, had an engineering degree. Started going to a church there in Atlanta and met my wife. And we got married. And really, I started looking at my life and examining God's Word and started reading it on a daily basis and really had a lot of doubts about my salvation. And so a few years ago, I was praying to God and asking him to save me. And my wife had gone to sleep with one of our children, and I wondered as I went to sleep if the Lord had really heard my prayer that night. And I'll say, you know, during that time I had already developed the habit of reading God's Word. Well, the next morning I got up and I read 2 Chronicles 7:12, and it said, "And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer." And I knew that the Lord was telling me that he had heard my prayer the night before. And it really was a blessing to me. And from that point forward, I continued to read God's Word. And then I actually came and I counseled with Brother Jody. And I said, "You think you ought to come forward and make a public profession?" And he said, "I think you should." And so back around, I think it was 2013, 2014, I came forward on a Sunday morning and made a public profession. And that day I went home and read 1 Kings 9:3. Which is the parallel passage to 2 Chronicles 7:12. And it said, "And the Lord said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and thy supplication that thou hast made before me." And you know, I don't know a lot. I don't claim to know a lot, but I know that one thing, this is God's Word right here. That's the one thing I know and I'm sure of, and that God is in this book right here. And if you'll spend time reading this book each day, God will speak to you and he will meet you. And what's so amazing about this book, it says it is alive, and it really is alive. I could testify, I could stand up here all night long and tell you time after time, when I needed something from God, this is where I found it, right here in this Word. And I'm not saying, and there's other ways that he speaks to us, through Pastor Jody or through a song, but this is what I depend on. This is what I want to build my life on right here, this Word of God. In fact, the Bible even says in Revelation that Jesus is the Word of God. That's one of his names, is the Word of God. So that's my testimony. And so one of the things I had prayed that night is I wanted to serve the Lord. But I wanted, before I served the Lord, to know for sure that I was saved. And once I got that settled, then I started serving the Lord here at Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church. And the Lord has blessed us with a wonderful church, folks. Don't ever take this place for granted. With a wonderful pastor, Pastor Lashley, Brother Gary, Brother John Mineta, youth pastor, deacons. We have got a wonderful church. This is a very special place. And it saddens me to think about leaving, but I know that it's God's will for us to maybe even start a little Buffalo Ridge on Hawaii, hopefully. A couple years ago, the Lord was working in my heart about He was calling me to do something to serve Him, some type of ministry. And y'all might remember we came forward during the service a couple years ago. We didn't know at the time what God had for us, but we just said, whatever you want us to do, Lord, we'll do it. And so we continue to serve the Lord here at Buffalo Ridge, and that's how you always find God's will, by the way, is you just do the things you know that He's called you to do. I know y'all have heard that said, and it's true. It's exactly how we found what God had for us. And so my wife kind of knew before I did. She said, I believe the Lord's calling us to Hawaii. And I said, that's not the mission field. I said, Hawaii's not the mission field. We're going somewhere else. And so last year, if y'all will remember, we had the God Bless America rally. It was about the first week of May. Scott Pauley came and preached. And I was down trying to share the gospel with some reservists out along the road there near the fairgrounds. And invited them to the rally and told them I loved them. And I told them, I said, you guys have a special place in my heart. I said, because you're serving us. And you're taking time away from your family and you're putting your life on the line for me. And I appreciate it. I know what it's like. And so the Lord kind of used that, and He showed me that it was His will for us to go to Hawaii and to reach the military there and to seek after serving the military and giving them the gospel. That's what they need. That's what they need. There's many programs in the military, and there's things to help the military, but the military, what they need is a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what they need. And so that's how the Lord started working, and that's how we confirmed it, that the Lord was working in our hearts about that, and then continued to serve the Lord. And I had started talking with various mission boards, talked to Baptist Mid-Missions in Ohio, and then I talked with BIMI in Chattanooga, and all were a great help to me. And so I was praying about, Lord, should I go on deputation? What should I do? Should I go to Bible college? And the Lord kind of laid it on my heart to apply for a job there on the base. And so just like Josh was saying, you know, one of the greatest things you do to be a witness is be right there in the middle of them, being the light. And so the Lord has opened the door for me the Lord showed me from His word that that's what He wants me to do, to work right there on the base. And the timing of it was all Him, because when I called back to BIMI and told him, I said, hey, I've got a job offer here. The Lord's leading us to Hawaii. Missions is in our heart. We want to serve. We want to reach the military with the gospel. I said, I don't know a thing about church planting, though. They said, that's great, because there's a guy that needs some help, and he's been praying for some help. And his name is Sam Marasco. I hope y'all remember him. He's out of Indiana. So I called up Brother Marasco, and just how the Lord's timing is, he was in Greenville, South Carolina when I called him in a missions conference. And he drove north to Asheville, and we drove south, and we met. And he said, you know, we've been praying that God would send us some people to help us go plant this church. So that's our call, is to go and help plant this church. The name of the church is going to be called Rock Point Baptist Church. A lot of people evidently in Hawaii, they call Hawaii the rock. Now, we know that the real rock is the Lord Jesus Christ. Brother Gary preached a sermon a few months ago on the rock. And it's funny how once somebody preached something like that, you start noticing all the references to it in the Bible. It's pretty amazing. But Rock Point Baptist Church, and we're going to help them plant this church there. And our call specifically is to reach the military with the gospel. We're excited. We love those folks. And so that's pretty much all I was going to say, Brother Jody.
Stay right there just a moment. This thing is a God thing. You understand what I'm saying about that? We're excited about it. And I want him to know, matter of fact, if you'll go ahead and get that handheld microphone, and you can just have a seat right down there, right in the middle of the deacons right there, okay? That's where I want to put deacons down there, all right? But the thing is that as he goes, our heart's going with him. And it's a blessing to see somebody being called out from among us to go and serve Jesus Christ. And these questions I'm going to be asking him are, again now, folks, listen to me now. This is not questions he's not going to be, at least he shouldn't be nervous. I've talked to him about this. These are not questions to say, you know, what do you know about numerology? That's not a question, by the way. You see what I'm saying? It's not that at all. Matter of fact, I've got something prepared to preach to you tonight, but we might only get this far tonight. Because this is like what we call a doctrinal examination. This is good for the whole church to hear. This is where we stand. And we need to know, which we already do. Preacher Lashley trained me in this. We wouldn't have gotten this far into the service. This service wouldn't have even been planned or scheduled if we didn't already know where this man stands. You understand what I'm saying to you? But this is good just to be fresh reminders tonight. If you think this is boring, you got a problem, okay? Amen. If you think Bible doctrine is boring, you got an issue. There's no doubt about it. So we're going to just walk down through this tonight. I'm excited for you. Praise the Lord. It's good to see your girls sing tonight. What a blessing. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you. I'm starting to look up to that oldest one. I'm telling you, you know. I look up to most people in my life. Sierra, you're going to have to stop growing, you know what I mean? I'm not going to ask you all these questions, but I am going to ask you several of them. Do you accept that the Godhead is composed of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, who are co-equal in power and glory? Do you accept that?
Yes, sir.
I like that. Hope you do too. Amen. Jesus Christ is not just some good man with a cause. He is very God. In other words, he's not just a man. He is the God-man. Do you agree with this?
Yes, sir. God in the flesh.
Amen. Why did he come into the world?
To seek and to save that which was lost.
Amen. This is Bible, by the way, friends. This stuff is good. Do you believe the evidence of being spirit-filled? Do you believe the evidence of being spirit-filled is speaking in an unknown tongue?
No, sir.
I don't either. And I hope you don't either. Amen. If a person is dead in sin, which we all are born that way, will good works, baptism, or church membership help to save him?
No, sir.
How does a person become a born-again child of God?
By repenting of their sins and trusting in Christ alone.
Amen. Once an individual is born again, will he ever be lost again?
Praise the Lord, no sir.
Amen. It's eternally secure, right? Do you believe that every person can, not that they will be, but do you believe that every person can be saved by the grace of God?
Absolutely.
Amen. We do too. We are not Calvinistic. I don't want it anywhere close to this local church. Amen. Amen. Who is the author of the Bible?
Holy Spirit.
Amen. Do you believe there are any errors or contradictions in the Bible?
Absolutely not.
I like it. I like the enthusiasm. Do you believe that a preacher's duty is to love, read, study, meditate on, defend, obey, and preach the Word of God?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Let me encourage you, obviously, to use in the English language only the King James Version. And you agree with that, correct?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Do you consider yourself a pre-tribulational and premillennial preacher? Let me explain. Pre-tribulational simply means, do you believe that the Lord is coming back before the tribulation period? And premillennial means you believe he's coming back to earth before the 1,000-year reign of Christ. Do you believe those things?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Do you believe in a literal place called heaven?
Yes.
Do you believe that? Amen or not? Aren't you glad heaven's real? Do you believe in the literal place called hell?
Yes.
Yes. I wish that wasn't true. But if you believe the Bible, you must believe in that. What is the next event on God's prophetic timetable?
The rapture.
Amen. After the rapture, the church takes place. What begins on earth?
Tribulation period.
Amen. Baptists believe the head of the church is not the Pope. Amen. Not a preacher. Who is the head of the local church?
The Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Baptists believe in the autonomy of the local church. That means it's self-governing. Do you believe in that?
Yes, sir.
That means there's no outside organization that's going to call the shots in the local assembly. What is the primary purpose of the local church?
Reaching the lost with the gospel.
Amen. Carrying out the Great Commission, and that is certainly part of it. What are the two scriptural offices in the local church?
Deacon and pastor.
Amen. And how many church ordinances are there? That's orders.
Two.
Two. And those are baptism and the Lord's Supper. Is there any saving grace in partaking of the Lord's Supper?
No, sir.
And what mode of baptism does the Word of God teach?
Immersion.
Amen. That wasn't bad, was it? That was quick, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
I want to give you some advice. Just some advice. It's interesting. I'm 40 years old now, getting a little bit of experience under my belt. And Preacher Lashley trained me, and now I'm training others. And these are some things I just want to encourage you with. And I'm going to give you a simple outline here tonight. But number one, preach the Word of God. It is enough. Even though we want numbers, our ministry is not to have numbers as our goal. Rather, we're to have God as our goal. And everything else flows from Him. You lift Him up, lift His Word up, and He will draw men unto Himself. Because see, if numbers ever become the goal, I'm talking specifically about the church plant. If numbers ever becomes the goal, you'll do anything to get them. But if God is the goal, you're not just going to do anything. You're going to do the things that please Him. And what pleases Him is open the Word of God and preach it. Preach the Bible. Number two, win souls to Jesus Christ. Go door knocking. Invite people to Christ. Teach them to reach their friend. That's their friends, relatives, associates, neighbors. Number three, and you said this, spend time daily in God's Word. This is vitally important for your ministry. It's also vitally important for your marriage and your life in general. Spend time daily in God's Word. Spend time in prayer. Be a man of prayer. Live a godly, separated, holy life. Let me pause there and say this. We ought to live a godly life because God is God. We ought to live a godly life because God is separate from the world. We ought to live a holy life because God is holy. So live like God. Don't be a lazy preacher. God help a lazy preacher. I'm telling you. And don't ask my wife because I hope she doesn't think I'm lazy. But anyway, and let me say this to you. Stay away from two things. I've heard preachers say this over and over and over again. Stay away from the money, stay away from the women, and you'll make it. Keep your hands off both. Hands off the women, hands off the money. Live above reproach in both these areas, and you'll be just fine. I want to tell you something. I'm proud of you. Your pastor, I'm proud of you. I know maybe that doesn't mean much to you, but I think it's appropriate that you hear the God-called leader of this local church senses God's call on your life. And I'm proud of you. And I want to tell your wife, we love you all, your precious children. When you go, you take part of us with you. Our hearts are going with you. But we want God's will more than anything on earth for you. God is worthy. And He calls you to something that's bigger than yourself. He's called you. He's put His hand on you. He's reached down among us and said, I choose you to go and tell those people in Hawaii, the military, that God loves them. That is a blessing. You know, I was going to preach to you. I'm not going to do it. I just think it's appropriate tonight for us just to thank God that God is still calling people out of Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church. I mean, it's a blessing. This is a privilege. This is an honor. Hey, this is not happening in every local church. May I say this to you? One reason it's not happening is because people are not answering the call. No doubt. I wonder, is God calling you? Is He calling you? Has He got some full-time service? By the way, every Christian ought to be a full-time Christian. But has He called you to go somewhere and serve Him with the rest of your life? We're going to be holding them up, taking care of them. God's provided a job for them. We're trying to help them get some churches to raise some support. We're going to be supporting them. They're one of our own, all of this. I think it's appropriate tonight. Brother Gary, I'd like to do a little bit of singing tonight. I'm not talking about me personally. I'm just trying to sense the Lord's leadership here. I'd like, men, if you all don't mind, to move over there. Travis, if you'll stay there, I want your family to come up here with you, okay? Your wife and children, I'd like you to come up here with us. And here's what I want to do. I want our deacons. Brother Gary's just going to start singing up here. And if you want to sing, let's just sing tonight. And as the family's here, these deacons are going to be coming by. I'd like the deacons' wives to come up here and join your husband, if you don't mind. If all of you deacons would just come right over here, just stand over here if you don't mind. If all of your wives will come down here to join their husbands, those that are in the service tonight, some of them may be working in the nursery and maybe working elsewhere. But I want to have special prayer for Travis. And as we're singing, just praising the Lord in song, these deacons are going to be coming by and their wives and just talking to you, praying over you. And then when everything's coming down to a close, I'm going to come down and lead in prayer. And when the service is over, we're going to let you all go out in the lobby and all of this. Before we start this, I'd like to ask Scott Martin to come up here. We have examined him doctrinally. He's proven himself here. His family's proven themselves. And we'd like to make a motion as pastor and deacons that we proceed to license him into the ministry. Basically, what a license is we're just putting our stamp of approval on him. He's ours. He's good. He's right. He believes right. We approve. That's what a license is. If you'll come make that a motion, sir, please.
All right. The pastor and deacons recommend that we license Travis Stills to preach, and I make that a motion.
That's the motion. Could I get a second on that, please? Yes. Very, very good. Brother Larry Stover, very good. All in favor? Who are members here, raise your hand, say aye. Any opposed, same sign. So carry, it's official, you are licensed. I've got a special certificate for you here. All of that I'll give to you. That'll be good. Let me get a motion that we close this part of the meeting. Could I get that motion? Daniel, Brother Brad, all in favor, just say aye. Perfect, Brother Gary, if you just want to announce a song, if you want to sing from right there, that'll be good, okay? I know it's a little awkward tonight, I get it, because I'm throwing everybody off tonight, but that's okay. He's just going to be calling out numbers and singing. And while we're singing here, we're just going to remain seated. You can turn in the hymnal if you want to turn with him, and then you all can start. Just come back through here. We're going to pray over him, and then I'll end everything out here in just a moment. As we sing together, you go right ahead, okay?
256, when I saw the cleansing fountain, 256, the lindro. When I saw the cleansing fountain open wide for all my sin, I obeyed the Spirit's wooing when He said, "Wilt thou be clean?" I will praise Him. I will praise Him, praise the Lamb for sinners slain.
I want to have our staff men, if you'll come on, bring your wives with you, if you don't mind.
Give Him glory, all ye people, for His blood. blood can wash away each stain. Blessed be the name of Jesus. I'm so glad he took me in. He's forgiven my transgression. He has cleansed my heart from sin. I will praise
all of those who've had these girls in your Sunday school department. You come on now. Would you do that, ladies, men?
Praise the Lamb for sinners slain. Give him glory, all ye people, for his blood can wash away.
It's a precious time tonight. I hope you're enjoying it.
I will praise him. I will praise him. Praise the Lamb for sinners slain. Give him glory, all ye people, for his blood can wash away.
Anybody that served with Travis or Stacy in any ministry, Cadets for Christ, the bus ministry, Sunday school, whatever it is,
596, there's victory in Jesus. 596, I heard an old story.
Let's do something here. When we get to the chorus, what is that part where they say sold, Brother Gary? What is it there? You know where it's at now? Yeah, sold. Just follow me here. We're going to sing this together when we get to the chorus. We're going to sing that sold part out there when it talks about the Lord has saved us. Let's sing it together, shall we?
I heard an old story how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won a victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever.
Here we go.
He bought me. And he bought me sold at his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Have y'all ever sung it that way? Would you raise your hand? Yes, help me out now. Sold. And what is it? Praise God, right? Sold and praise God. Help me out here. Hey, it's a little bit different service tonight. Can you sense that? It's okay. It's a good time. I like this. I mean, we're licensing this family among us to go and share Jesus in another part of the country. And this is a great thing. Let's sing that last verse, Brother Gary. Can we do that?
I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever.
Get ready.
He sought me and he bought me sold with his redeeming blood.
Praise God.
He loved me. I knew him,
and all my love is due him. He to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
239, a little different. Be not dismayed, whate'er betide, God will take care of you. And we know he will. Let's
Amen.
Sing that 239.
Be not dismayed, whate'er betide, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of
no matter what may be the test.
No matter what may be the test, God will take care of you. Lean, weary one, upon his breast. God will take care of you. God will take care.
God to touch them. I tell you, friends, this has been a special service. It really has. We give God glory for it. I'm going to pray. And I know, you know, it's good to know God is listening. I sense in my heart God is saying, go on, I'm listening. I really do. I don't always feel that way, you know what I mean? But he's hearing tonight. He's here tonight. Amen. So let's pray, beg God to touch them. And after this, Brother Gary, let's just sing as they leave out, maybe just one more verse of that song would be great here. And just when I say amen, I'm going to dismiss them and their family out to the lobby. And also, Miss Bobby, I'd like you to go out there so our folks can greet you and all of that. Are you going back tomorrow? Okay, going back tomorrow to be with Sarah. So I know many of you want to see her. So I'm going to put them all out in the lobby, okay? That'd be a good thing. Let's pray together, shall we? Father, we thank you for this service. What a special time. Thank you for the doctrinal examination and just the reminder of here's where we stand. And we thank you for the truth of the Word of God and the God of the Word. And I thank you, Lord God, for reaching down among us and calling this precious family. Thank you for how you've opened the door for a job and other things down there. They need more to supplement their income. And I pray that you'll help us to do our part at this church as their home church and then help other churches to get on board as well. And I pray that we hear great, great reports of our military men and women trusting Christ, being saved. And may you be with this church plant that they're going down to help plant a church. I pray that you'll be with that pastor, be with Travis and his family as they unite together to start a local, independent, fundamental Baptist church. And I pray that you'll touch it and anoint it with your power and presence. May it be a reproducing work. May it be a work like this church at Buffalo Ridge. And may you keep your hand of protection upon them. Keep the devil away from them. No doubt there will be discouraging times, just like there is in everybody's life. But in those times, help them not to be shaken away from the call of God. Help them to drive a stake a mile deep, and may they not be moved because they're holding on to the unmovable one, and that is you. Please accomplish your will in them. And we thank you for the privilege, the honor of being called their local ascending church. We love you tonight. You are worthy to be praised. We give you glory tonight. And thank you for who you are in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Gary's going to start singing. I'm going to dismiss you all out to the lobby. Let's let them get out there first. Okay. Very good. Brother and Mrs. Fisher, you all are wanting to join the church tonight. You come ahead. We'll stop the service for that. Amen. No doubt. How about stopping the service because somebody wants to join the church tonight? That'd be good. They've been saved, baptized. They've gone through the discipleship program. They've read the bylaws. And they want to join this local church. Amen. May I put it this way? If I wasn't a member here, I'd want to join it too. Amen. Praise the Lord for it. Praise the Lord. Charlotte, if you'll come and we'll take care of this. Brother Gary, if you just want to sing a little bit and we'll get all this settled. Hey, the whole service has been like this tonight. It's okay. It's all right. Just bear with us, okay?
I tell you what, let's switch. Go to 482.
Nice. Just have them sign that. Now, you're not members anymore.
I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. Take thy cross and follow me. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. I'll go with him all the way.
This is great. The Lord's been working in this family in a great way. Praise Amen. The Lord for they've been faithful. Thank the Lord for it. This is Stephen and Brenda Fisher. They're saved. They've been baptized. They've went through the discipleship program. They've read the bylaws. They're signing to agree to those. All of it's in order. Praise the Lord for it. They want to unite with us by statement. They're not members anywhere else. They're just by statement wanting to join this church. And I well approve of that. Praise Amen. The Lord. What's the pleasure of the church in that? Brother Brad, Brother Marty, second. All in favor, say aye. Raise your hand high. Any opposed? Same sign. So carry. It's official. I've already told them Krispy Kreme donuts. That's the first order of business, all those kind of things. As you leave tonight, please greet the Stills family. Now, they're going to be around for a little while, okay? This is not their last service with us, but they will be leaving shortly, okay? So take advantage of that, especially ladies. Love on Bobby out there, Briggs. I'm sure you've already done this, but just love on her. Encourage her tonight. That'll be a good thing. I'll share this with you. I ask her what she needs. You know how she is, all of this. But occasionally she needs a little bit of money to be able to buy food there in the hospital. That she's able to eat there because they bring her a tray. She has no idea I'm saying this unless that's on out there in the lobby, okay? But I left her a little money because she sometimes needs some money just to go downstairs and get something. I just throw that out to you, okay? Whatever the Lord tells you to do. Amen? You're with me, right? And let's pray for Caleb. Hope you don't mind me sharing this so on. Caleb's father passed away, and we're praying for him and his family, asking God to touch them as well, okay? Brother Gary, why don't you lead us in prayer, and we can be dismissed, and please go by. They're out in the lobby. Take advantage of that. Thank you for being here tonight. I know it's a little different. I get that, but please just bear with us on that, okay? Thank you. God bless you.
Lord, we are just, our hearts are so full tonight. As we've heard from Sarah Briggs, just miraculous. What a great God we serve. And we rejoice in who you are tonight and what you're able to do. We thank you for calling the Stills, Lord, to serve you in Hawaii and reach the military. And Lord, thank you for how they have really selling everything and just packing up and going on to Hawaii to serve you. And God, may your hand of blessing be upon them. May many souls be won and lives be changed and a church built through the call that you've put upon their life and through their surrender to you. And Lord, you know they need a place to stay, and housing is very expensive. We pray that you just miraculously provide them a great place and a vehicle and all those things, Lord, as they go over. May you just meet their needs every day. And then we thank you for Steve and Brenda, how you've worked in their lives, how you've changed them and saved them, and they've grown in the Lord, and we're so excited they become members now, and just help them to continue to be faithful. And I know it's hard for Steve as he works on Sundays, and pray, Lord, you might even be able to change that shift, that he could be here every Sunday and be with us. Continue to touch Brenda and help her to heal from her surgery. Have your hand upon her, and Lord, just continue to bless your church. My, what a blessing it is to meet with your people and to worship you. And there are many needs. Think of Caleb and his family at the passing of his biological father. You know the difficulties and all the things. God, you know all about it. It's no surprise to you. And guide and direct in the funeral arrangements, and be with Caleb and encourage his heart in these days. And thank you. He's with us. He's one of your children. And oh God, we know you love your children. And just place your arms around Caleb tonight and just comfort his heart and guide him and direct him in the future days, we pray. Lord, bless the church. Bless us as we go out this week. Help us, as Josh has told us, to be lights wherever we go. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.